This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Tuesday, April 9th. It will be mostly cloudy and rainy today with strong thunderstorms moving into the Dallas area. Hail and damaging winds are likely. Rain may be heavy at times with a chance for localized flooding. The high will be 70. The rain will continue through the evening, once again with heavy rain, hail, and strong winds. There is a chance for an isolated tornado, so follow local weather reports and be alert throughout the day. The low will dip to 61. Here are today's headlines. Predictions about traffic backups caused by the approximately 500,000 visitors to the region for the solar eclipse did not materialize yesterday. Traffic on Dallas area roads and highways remained light Monday morning and throughout totality at 1:40 p.m. The Dallas Police Department instituted rolling closures on major highways between 1 and 2 to limit traffic into downtown. School closures likely also contributed to less congestion, and oversized trucks were prohibited by the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles from traveling in counties that fell within the path of totality. Texas Department of Transportation and local law enforcement agencies had more staff on hand for the event in anticipation of needed traffic control. Several counties declared states of emergency, predicting an influx of visitors could jam roadways. That did not appear to be the case in North Texas. A Dallas Police Department spokesperson also confirmed that traffic was flowing smoothly after the eclipse, and there were no issues to report. In other news, Irving U.S. Republican Representative Beth Van Dyne bought a full-page ad in Tuesday's New York Post urging New York police officers to seek employment in North Texas. The ad featured the headline, "Ladies and gentlemen of law enforcement, it's time to escape New York and move to Texas." Underneath it was a list of 15 North Texas law enforcement agencies where New York officers can apply. Van Dyne's ad comes after New York police officer Jonathan Diller was killed last month when he approached two men in a car parked at a bus stop. The Post and other media outlets have reported the men had extensive criminal histories. Amid a nationwide debate over criminal justice and police reforms, Republican officials in Texas have opposed efforts to soften cash bail policies or scale back prosecution of some nonviolent offenses. Van Dyne, who hosts one of the largest job fairs in North Texas, said New York's loss would benefit North Texas. She said that her August job fair typically attracts law enforcement agencies looking for officers. Van Dyne said the ad was purchased with campaign funds, adding it will be well worth the cost if New York law enforcement officers moved to Texas. And there's not many things that can steal the spotlight from a historic event like a total solar eclipse, but leave it to Texans to somehow find a way. Alicia Alvarez brought her second child into the world when she was rushed to the hospital to deliver Sol Celeste Alvarez at 1:04 p.m., mere minutes before the moon fully closed on the sun. Alvarez was due to deliver the baby next week, but Sol had different plans. The Fort Worth family had to fight through traffic that had built up because of tourists hoping to get a glimpse of the eclipse. Eventually, a sigh of relief washed over Alicia and her husband Carlos's faces when they finally made it to Methodist Mansfield Medical Center. Sol was born weighing in at 6 pounds and 7 ounces. Sol, whose name means sun in Spanish, will forever be tied to the total solar eclipse. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.